A PlayStation executor has been fired, and Square Enix is compensating for your time off. And by the way, are you fractured? This is your Group Quest Daily News for December the 6th, 2021. We begin today with what I just first said. Or better yet, not. There is an update from what we said on Saturday's podcast. On Friday, December the 3rd, and this is a tweet from a better ABK. 12 of Raven software quality assurance testers were brought into individual meetings and informed that their contracts will be terminated on January 28th. These individuals were let go in good standing, meaning they had not underperformed or committed any fireable offense. The majority of those who were not let go on December 3rd will ensure about the status of their employment. These personnel cuts, come after 5 weeks of overtime and before an anticipated end-of-year crunch. The QA team, which at this point in time mainly works on Call of Duty Warzone, so far has been reduced by just over 30%. This team was told multiple times by Raven leadership that there were positive departmental changes coming. These upcoming changes were also used as the reason why no members of the team received standard promotions or raises that were meant to be in place by March of 2021. The 12 individuals who have been let go so far are considered by their colleagues to be essential to the everyday functioning of the Raven QA team. Several of those who were let go recently relocated to Wisconsin in anticipation of the return to in-person work. They did so without relocation assistance from Raven, due to reassurances from the studio that their workload was consistent. Call of Duty Warzone, which recently announced the release of a new map and integration with the Call of Duty Vanguard title, earns $5.2 million per day. In response to the events of Friday, the Raven QA team and other members of Raven staff will be walking out with a singular demand. Every member of the QA team, including those terminated on Friday, must be offered full-time position. Those participating in this demonstration do so with the continued success of the studio at the forefront of their mind. The Raven QA department is essential to the day-to-day functioning of the studio as a whole. Terminating the contracts of high-performing testers in a time of consistent work and profit puts the health of the studio at risk. Additionally, these actions will go directly against the positive culture that Raven has created over the years. The end goal of this walkout is to ensure the continued growth of Raven as a studio and to foster a positive community for everyone who works. This is going to be a potentially massive walkout, and good luck to those who are walking out. Now on to some other disturbing news, and really a good move by PlayStation. This comes to us from Kotaku. An executive was fired after a pedophile allegation video was posted online. The one that was fired is named George Sakapo and was a senior vice president at Sony Interactive Entertainment, who had worked in engineering on the PlayStation Store since 2013. He has now been terminated from his position. The YouTube video was on People vs. Preds channel, and in seeing this video, the person posed as, I think, a 15-year-old, or had a 15-year-old make the call, and George here made contact with the 15-year-old. And after this video had gone viral, PlayStation, Sony had enough of it. So, that being said, you can check that up on Kotaku.com. But we go from some negative news over to some positive news. And we said once again Saturday that the Final Fantasy Online players, you know, they had some login issues. Well, now those players get 7 days of free game time as compensation for those login issues. This comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net. And this is a really good move. Once again, to backtrack to last Saturday, we said that this player base is a really good player base, non-toxic, in excellent standing. And to give them 7 days, that's a lot of money that that Final Fantasy has given up, that Square Enix has given up. Okay, so 7 days of free game time, I think, is good compensation, really good compensation, and to me, really good thumbs up, those of us here at Group Quest. So you can go check that out at PlayStationLifestyle.net. Now back to PlayStation, and this is the PlayStation blog. PlayStation Now has the games for December, and they are the Definitive Edition, John Wick's Hex, Final Fantasy, which I believe is 10, and 10X2 HD Remaster, and Splittings. So if you want these games, yeah, I said Grand Theft Auto 3 Definitive Edition, I believe. So I do hope I said that, which I just did. So crisis averted. Yes, if you wanted to see these games when they first came out, the remasters are there for PlayStation Now, and those are the December new games for PlayStation. So those that have PlayStations like me, those are pretty good. I might just get one of those things. I wonder which one it is. Anyway, going on to Nintendo Life, there's a possibility that Assassin's Creed, the Ezio Collection, could be coming to Nintendo Switch. Now, in 2016 is when the Assassin's Creed, the Ezio Collection, came out. And it was on PS4 and Xbox One. So this coming from a tweet at DirectFeed Games is what they heard. This is pretty interesting. I would not doubt that Assassin's Creed would actually make it over to the Switch. Once again, you still have to deal with some logistical issues. Obviously, financial deals have to be made. Even then, the gaming side still has to figure out how to convert things from console over to a handheld, which that has been done before, so just a matter of time. So if you are Assassin's Creed fan and you have a Nintendo Switch, be patient. It could be coming. We go from that to some deals on PC. So let's say you're a console gamer and you want to switch over to PC, or you're a console gamer and you want to dabble into some PC options here. Well, PC Gamer has given us a list of three essential, or not essential, but in essence, kind of what the sales are like right now. And the three that we're looking at is the HP Omen 25L desktop with NVIDIA GeForce RTX 370. And they have that at $1,900, or $1,870, okay, with a discount of $100. The ABS Master Gaming PC with the NVIDIA RTX 3060 is at $1,300. That's at Newegg. So once again, you're saving $100. And the Alienware Aurora R10 Ryzen Edition with the NVIDIA RTX 360 is at $1,400. All of them are pretty good deals, depending on what you're looking for and what you intend to use it for. So go check them out. Of course, all the links are up on our Discord, which you can go check out at thegroupquest.com. And in order to see them, you must be a Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. Now, I did ask the question, are you fractured? Hearthstone has just come out with their new expansion, and that is Fractured in Altrak Valley. Right now, the pay scale is the basic pre-sale is $50, and the big pre-purchase, the mega bundle, is $80. I want you guys to put this in perspective. The last time they did this was $10 cheaper a piece. Think about it before you buy. Okay, there are other things going into this, but we'll save that for the weekly show, because as you know, some of the things that I talk about here in the daily show get on the weekly show. Anyway, you can find us on Twitter at GroupQuest. I am at Joe Brums. This is a Dawnforge production, 2021. All rights are reserved. And you can definitely help us out by being a Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. Check out stackup.org. And if you go to thegroupquest.com, click on the Audible link right there. That will greatly help us out. I've been Joe. You will hear from me tomorrow. Definitely, there might not be a show on Thursday because of the Game Awards, but we will have results from that on Friday. So, until tomorrow, see ya. Thank you.